Secretary Locke toured a Milwaukee manufacturer and later spoke at a business luncheon. He says the national economy is improving, but that the Wisconsin and U.S. jobless rates are still too high. Locke says Congressman Ryan's recently unveiled budget blueprint would make deep cuts in education, transportation, and energy research at a time when businesses need skilled workers and to move goods around, and some other countries are boosting energy research spending. Locke also says there are other problems with the blueprint.
I mean, his proposal, or the proposal by the House Republican Budget Committee, doesn't really address the deficit over the next 10 years. Because while they're making cuts in expenses, which we need to do, they also lower the taxes for the most wealthy Americans.
Representative Ryan was unavailable for comment, but pointed to the so-called Path to Prosperity document as one that would keep borrowing in check and put the federal budget on the path to balance. On Wednesday, President Obama is expected to announce his vision for reducing the deficit and cutting long-term spending. Meanwhile, Milwaukee Association of Commerce President Tim Sheehy said if the Commerce Department helped more Wisconsin businesses with exports, that would be the state's path to prosperity.
Milwaukee's fastball is manufacturing. Its target is exports. And so we need to work closer with the Department of Commerce to help us export more goods and services, which will drive family-supporting jobs here.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.